Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to the show.
Got him.
You didn't. Welcome to Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt. Matt, I put an orange slice in my mouth as the countdown started, realized the countdown had started for the show, and then took my bitten orange slice out of my mouth and is now in my hand, blood orange, by the way, because I'm so metal. Also, I am taking offers to front black metal bands, so if you'd like me to front your black metal band, send me an email to matthew.bissany@gmail.com. I will take all those inquiries seriously, and you can have me sing your song. What? Give me any famous song. Anybody.
It's Raining Men.
Raining Men. Hallelujah.
See? I can do it. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. Anyone can do it, but I do it better than everyone. Everyone's here. Speaking of everyone, Will, what's up with you?
Not much, man. It's very coincidental that you talked about black metal.
My cat's eating her ass behind me in the video.
That's fucking metal.
Yeah, dude.
So I've been trying to get into a different form of black metal called ghetto metal. You guys familiar with this? I know you guys are all into this heavy metal, you know, cacophony of sounds.
I don't know.
If you're not familiar, I got something for you.
I think I actually am familiar.
This is Slay Squad, and the song is titled Beam.
Beam or Bean? It's going to make a huge difference in how I listen to this. Bean?
M.
Oh, I'm going to think you said Bean.
Okay, here we go. Right.
Okay. Someone just wanted to play guitar, I can tell. We've done this before. We've already done this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's out there.
That's bad.
It's different.
I thought Charles would like that, to be honest.
Oh, God, no. I was like, is this Hollywood Undead? What is this?
God.
So for the untrained ear of mine, you know, I'd like to look to Sam. What is the level of musical talent that you hear in there?
Minimal? I mean, like, it's got a lot of kick drum. I mean, that's like physically demanding.
If it's real.
If it's real.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta put that out there.
Yep.
So this band is two black guys and then a white drummer.
Hmm. And that explains the double kick drum. They can't help it.
You know, Sam jokes, but he's totally right. If I sit behind a drum set, I just look for that double kick pedal.
Right. If that pedal's there and some angsty white guy sits behind the kit, he's using it.
Oh my God, yeah. It's so cool. It sounds so good.
Then you get to look like you're jogging in place while you sit behind the drum kit.
If anyone's ever sat behind like a kick drum pedal or a double kick drum pedal, and then you listen to people that play it insanely fast, it makes no physical sense to me how that's even possible. I know this technique to it. I've watched videos on it of like, because I wanted to get good at it.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. It's like my body will not do the thing that needs to be done.
It is incredible. I can barely do it for like a second. Because there's a technique where you can do it with the single pedal, but you have to use your toe and then your heel in one motion. Yeah. It's incredible.
As you raise your leg up, you push down with your toe, and you come back down, and you get that. It's impressive.
People can
absolutely crush that stuff. Is this the kind of conversation you're hoping to get out of that clip, Will?
Yeah. I think you'd be good at the double bass if you're a penguin. I got happy little feet.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Not wrong.
Yeah. Happy feet one and two.
There you go.
Did they make a third?
No, the third one's in production right now. And this is the one where
they had to send it back.
Yeah.
It got over a rated R. It was unrated.
Yeah, they had to take some clips out. They were going over the mating but it got pretty graphic. Mm-hmm. All right. Popped into my head just now. Honest question. I know this sounds like a jokey troll question, but I'm genuinely asking. Are there any other species in the world that strictly, that like will do like fellatio or oral sex?
Yeah, my two dogs.
I was going to say, I've actually seen...
No, on each other?
Yeah, my fucking dog, what? Junie. My dog, Junie, licks Joshua's dick all the time. Especially when company's over.
How long did it teach you to train him that?
Why is every time I ask the worst question, my daughter walks in?
Oh, my God. Hey, baby, thank you so much.
Whoa, look at that. Look at those eggs. Are those real? What is this?
Yeah, these look great.
Right?
Two eggs from her play set.
My teeth shatter. 22K down the drain. Man, those look good.
Yeah, I think Charles has been witness to a...
Yes.
I forgot you, because you guys are best friends.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of best friends and hanging out, Charles, are you coming for the Rumble party or what? You being a bold bitch?
No, yeah. I declared myself last episode. I've declared myself for the Rumble party, so...
Sam, are you in?
Yep. Charles is staying with me, mm-hmm. and then we're going to the old Rumble party, which is early, right? 6 p.m.
6 p.m. I saw that last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are they trying to start?
You two need a break. I don't like where this is going.
Listen, we're taking a tandem bike from my house to Ken's.
How? Wait. You can't take a tandem bike because your leg lengths are so different.
Listen, I have some extensions.
So much higher.
So Charles will be on the back, and he's going to use Sam's shoulders as handlebars in the front.
I got a bunch of Bibles taped to my feet.
That's awesome. Bless. Will, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I got to defend my Slammy Award.
Oh, you won the supplemental pool last year.
The right. Women's champion right now. Actually, yesterday I fixed the trophy. I tightened it up. It was loose.
Oh. No one's ever made improvements to the... So, Charles, here's the thing. If you participate in the supplemental pool and you win the Slammy,
yep,
you have to come next year because you need to bring it back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Regardless of... whatever bifurcation the show's about to have between the mutiny that I see pending between joint Charles and Sam versus me with Will just being the child of divorce and going to one of them. You have to at least go back to Ken's for the Rumble to defend it.
God, what time will that be? Because it'll be the Saudi Arabia one next
year. Yeah, you better show. You better come in the night before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be like at 9 a.m.
But yeah, that's awesome. That'll be fun. That'll be the first time we're all together.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
There you go. Is Kaylee coming?
I think so.
Because my wife said that she would only go if the both of you were going, because I'm not good enough.
I believe she is, yes. She really does like the Royal Rumble match a lot.
Great. Great. Yep. Great. It's going to be great. You know what? I'm fucking pumped. It's going to be a fucking good time.
It is. Yeah. I'm psyched for this Rumble.
Did you make Ken aware that bringing in the cavalry?
Well, listen.
Not that he would have a problem.
Oh my! Again, one of these times, I'm going to bring a total stranger, even to me, to his house, and then just see what he says or does. No, it'll be good. Guido won't be there; he's got a wedding, so that's a bummer. But you know, we got some good people. We got some oldies coming in, but it'll be fun. It's always fun. Sam, what's up with you?
Getting ready for tomorrow's premiere of episode 5 of The Greatest Adventure.
Holler.
Nice.
8 p.m. on YouTube. Be there for the premiere. Yes, sir.
Do you pick the dogs? Like, when you're going to like these places or whatever, are they like, here's a couple dogs that, you know, we choose from? How do you pick?
Yeah, when we're there, that's a good question. There's a couple kind of prereqs. Like, ideally, that dog would have been a dog that's has been there for a long time and needs some extra help, but can also kind of handle what we're about to do. They need to be able to go outside, no like massive fear or aggression issues or anything like that. They have to be comfortable with our photography gear, meeting new people, going to new places, that sort of thing. And Yeah, so in the beginning of some of the episodes, we'll show some of the other dogs, be like, oh, we worked with this dog, we worked with this dog, and ultimately we decided on this dog would be the best fit. So you'll see a little bit of that in this episode.
Very cool. Has there ever been a dog with the place was like, hey, this one would be great, and you're like, no.
Nobody that we were like absolutely not, like, this get the this dog the hell out of here, but it's mostly been like, it's going to be too much for this dog, having this many cameras in its, you know, in its face, going on a train, you know, going on a speedboat, like anything like that. It's like, this dog can't handle that, so like, now we're gonna try to find a more suitable dog. But none. So far, I think if the dog was like really, really a poor fit for it, the shelter wouldn't even let us meet it.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
No, take him. He's fine. Trust me.
He's fine.
You take him out, they lock the door. Turn the lights off.
It's your problem now.
Yeah. Good luck.
Hey, Matt, you know, you can have that question and more answered at youtube.com at the Dog Breath Foundation in their behind-the-scenes travel vlogs.
What a plug. Well, I love you. Thank you.
I can ask Sam right here, right now.
But what's funny is that, you know, Charles and Doug do like the great majority of like the lifting when it comes to editing, putting the episodes together.
Mm-hmm. Here we go again.
But I get to kind of put together these different vignettes for different purposes. So I put together the intro and the outro for this episode, and the intro I did in the style of a high-end perfume commercial.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because the dog we're working with is so
stinky.
Like, he was like, he had like no bones, like he had no grace whatsoever. He would
good
just
luck
fall.
Nothing adopted.
He would just fall all over the place and was like very inelegant. And so I was like, he needs like a hoity-toity perfume commercial. Mm. So yeah, it's been fun putting together that short form stuff. So yeah, if you guys are around, Fun Butts, as this comes out, will be tonight 8 p.m. on the old YouTubes at the Dog Breath Foundation. I'll be there in the live chat. Come check.
Oh,
it
will
out.
You?
I will, yeah. That's why we do the little premiere, so we can have some interaction.
Oh, maybe I'll pop in. Good luck. Charles, what's up with you?
Well, as you can see, I'm now accredited in so many states. Look at all these awards I've won.
Really? Did you take a class on how to stop talking into the mic properly? Because you're doing a great job of that.
Why am I leaning too far back?
So everyone can hear this beautiful voice I have this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm up in New York. I went to my niece's birthday party yesterday. Technically, it's her birthday today, but it was we had the party yesterday. So she turned 4.
Nice. That's a fun age.
Yeah, it was Disney princess themed, so I had a shirt.
Did you have Disney princesses come?
No, not up in Western New York.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a shirt that had princess security on it, so it was an official security guard for her. But... No shit, really. I wish I had the shirt on. Wow. No way.
You had the same shirt within arm's reach. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Is this if you're not watching this on the YouTube, you're missing out.
Where is this from? Is this from...
I don't know. Someone, my brother-in-law's girlfriend got it for me in a swap last year, and I wore it when we went to Disney all my little ladies.
Yeah. But yeah, my sister made the shirts, so... We did that. That's all I've been doing. I've been trying not to have a cold this whole time, so it's been going good.
I will point out on your background with your accreditations, but then the empty shelf behind it. It looks like someone got fired and they're in the process of like getting their stuff out.
Yep.
Or you bought the house and you were like, I'm going to need all these shelves for my awards. That was many years ago.
Yeah, so this is a weird part of the house. My dad bought it. Like, yeah, they just have this random ass non-closet because there's supposed to be a door here and everything. But yeah.
That is weird.
It's just weird. And the desk here, the desk is built into the wall. So, and it's just made out of random pieces of wood.
Hey. Well, this will never go anywhere.
Yeah. Also, Charles, you definitely either got to get closer to the mic or crank that up because I feel like the AI editing is going to just take your voice out entirely.
Oh, it's gonna kill me. Okay,
hey, there you are.
I'm going to have to eat the mic.
Yeah.
You know what? So I said something, and Charles didn't do shit, but then his best friend Sam forward. Made the same suggestion, and he fucking jumps all over it. This sucks. I got to regain my power here.
Sign an executive order.
Sign an EO. Ooh, that's a big one. You see that? When he was signing the one withdrawn from the World Health Organization.
No.
it's like they're handing him cupcakes. So the guy like announces what the next one is to Trump, and it's the one to withdraw from the World Health Organization. And he literally goes, ooh, that's a big one.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. He's the best.
God help us.
Matt, how's your week?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Everything's... moving is... That's just, when you make the decision to move, prepare for your entire life to be about that every day, in and out, forever, until the house is like ready to go and listed, then you're kind of like in a sweet spot. Kind of. Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. But I'm still in the preparing phase. So it's going. Progress is still being made. I wasn't here last week because I had to get more stuff done. I not enough time in the day. And then you do it with like three young kids in the house. Fucking forget it. It's a freaking nightmare. You're trying to paint something. Like, can I help you paint? And like, they can't help. They can't understand why they can't paint. Like, it's not like a fun paint. We're not painting in a coloring book. We're not drawing pictures. Like, I'm already doing a bad enough job at it as it is. I don't need, like, children also contributing to my poor job. It's actually not too bad. But it's just, it's a stressful time. I have to, like, look at houses I look forward to potentially purchasing one day to go, just remember, you're going to be in a bigger house. And everything will feel less like on top of you 24/7. But yeah, so that's just kind of been my life and where I'm at for basically everything right now. Just trying to do shit like that. House stuff, man.
If it makes you feel better, the people that used to live in this house, they had three kids, and one of their family members was a contractor, was going to build them a new house. They sold this house. We moved in. They moved into a trailer for what they thought was going to be like 6 months. Then there was a massive supply shortage.
Oh, yeah.
And that turned into like 3.5 years.
In a trailer?
Yep. And
did they start losing teeth?
That's just what happens. I think now they're in like a nice, big, beautiful house. But like that took a long time, especially with three very young kids.
Fuck. That's crazy.
They moved out of this house because it was too small for them. Into a trailer.
Well, I'm going to my in-laws for a little bit. It was right. It's supposed to be, you know, 1 to 3 months max.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same thing. The family's too big for this house. We're going to go to an even smaller place for a little bit while we shop for other houses. I just want to basically... We could do the whole like contingent sale thing, but I don't want to do that. I want to be a strong buyer when I go to be in the market. Like, I don't want any of that stuff. I want to just be like, I have this much money in hand. I will make you an offer today. Like, right.
And you don't want to buy a house because you need to buy a house today.
Yes, that's the other thing too. I don't want to be cornered into being like, well, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Just I guess you're lucky we're not living in the time where people are just waving the contingencies left and right and the inspections and that sort of thing. I have a friend that bought her house on Facebook Marketplace with with no inspection.
How do you do that?
I don't know. She saw it one day and she was like, I'm gonna buy this house, and we're like, is that a good idea? And she's like, I bought it.
What was it sold?
It was like, was it sold for? It was like $650,000 in Beverly.
In Beverly?
Yeah. It's not a big house by any means.
I think I know what house it is.
There's no way you know what house it is.
There's a big news story around here. No, I don't know. there was a house in Beverly that was like really, really cheap, but it was in like such poor condition. And I was like, we could buy that house outright. And I was like, I even considered it. I was like, yeah, it'll need work, but like it'll still be cheaper in the long. And then I was like, "What am I doing? Why would I sign myself up for that?"
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I don't know. That's where I'm at. Just trying to live, trying to be a good person. Trying.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I bought a new Xbox. I still haven't opened it. I've had it for going on a month. So.
Open it on the show.
No. I have nowhere to put it. It's just adding more clutter. I'm like, I'm trying to get stuff out. So, I don't know. But anyway, that's me. How's everyone else? What are we doing? Who did what? What's going on? I wasn't here last week.
I won 3 weeks in a row.
You won 3 weeks in a
What's
row?
What's happening?
Oh, Pete, you're back. You know what it is? Here's the thing. I know exactly what it is. When you're on the road and you don't have time to do good deaths, you lose. But when you have time to do the good deaths, people want them. Mm-hmm. So they vote for you just for that. That's why I never win. I only win if my list is purely tits. And then it's like time for the death. I'm like, I don't know. Will died because he choked on a hot dog. Like, that's
Charles
like,
died because he choked on a different hot dog.
That's right. And then Sam came in and he did a double hot dog scene from friggin' Donnie Darko. Or no, Requiem for a Dream. And he was like, it's not going to eat itself.
I love the meme right now of the two UPS trucks that are back-to-back touching, and it yeah, just I've says Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So good.
That's a good one.
Ass to ass.
Matt, did you get that the text I sent you with a very important attachment?
I did, yes. Do I need to read it right now?
Yes, so I put together a script for today's death. Matt, you're going to play the judge.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice, simple role. Will, you'll play Will. Charles, you'll play Charles.
Oh, okay,
and I'll be
good.
The narrator, which is in italics, although looking at it now, they're not extremely italicized.
What a comment to make. These aren't italicized enough for me.
I can't read cursive.
Dude, I can't. Someone came across my way in cursive the other day, and I was like, oh, fuck. This is just scribbles to me.
You're reading a charter for the Mayflower?
Oh, no. It was a children's book.
No. All right. And let me just move some windows around here. I see everything going on. Okay. This is a little something called Charles and Will in Too Funky to Hate. There was a chill in the courthouse as two of the most despised men of the 21st century entered the room. Will Valentine and Charles F. McDonald were being tried for heinous crimes. Crimes they claimed were inspired by the musicians they loved. Will entered the courtroom, blue bandana tied around his head, a cross hanging around his neck. He was bare-chested and his pants were pulled down too low, exposing his boxer shorts. He looked fly as hell. Charles wore a gigantic clock hung around his neck and white sunglasses. His red hair was twisted into dreads, and gold rings festooned each of his fingers. He, too, looked fly as hell. The judge and jury sat silently, aiming their icy cold stares at Will and Charles.
Gentlemen, we are here today because you have been bad boys. You have chosen to represent yourselves in the trial, and I will now take statements from each of you.
It's an interesting character choice. Will approached the bench first, pants sagging.
Yo, my boy Charles and I are going to plead guilty.
A gasp ran through the courtroom.
Yeah, guilty of being too damn fresh, boy.
Will crossed his arms and struck a hip-hop pose. His pants fell down around his ankles, and with some embarrassment, Will picked them up and returned to his seat.
And how about you, young man?
The judge pointed to Charles, who was rolling dice at the table. Charles scooped up his dice and swaggered over to where the jury sat, addressing them directly.
Yo, you know we're funky. We got rhymes like a clock's got times.
Charles lifted his clock necklace and showed the jury smugly.
All I'm saying is, sure, we did some stuff. Was some of that stuff illegal? Meh. Was some of that stuff inhumane? Meh. Was some of that stuff outright evil? Or hell yeah. But let me ask you one thing. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, do you hate us for it?
Another murmur ran through the crowd.
Do you hate us, or are we just too goddamn funky to hate?
I've had enough of these. Get to the point, or I'll have you held in contempt.
Again, another great character choice. Will spoke up from his seat.
Judge, if I may, Steven Tyler, Vince McMahon, Michael Jackson, that guy from The Lost Prophets, what do they all have in common? They all, too, did some horrible shit. But you know what? You still love them. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury still love them. And you, America, still love them. That's my boy Charles, and I started dropping sick beats to completely cancel out all of our illegal shit. So I ask you, my good sir, do you hate us, or are we just too funky to hate? I present to you our defense.
From under the table, Charles produced two turntables and a big-ass set of speakers.
What is this now? This is quite unusual.
Just try and find us guilty after we drop this sick-ass beat.
This is on me, too?
No, you're good.
Oh, good.
Even knew that it was a crime to marry a girl who was only nine, 'cause Steven Tyler does it all the time. If I was a singer from Aerosmith, you know that I would definitely get away with this, 'cause I would tell the people that I was a junkie, and it would be okay, 'cause I'm just too funky.
Too funky, too hey.
Too funky.
Too funky, too hey.
I go by the name of Charles F. McDonald, and I'm a girl because of that one baby I fondled. I learned everything I know from the band Lost Prophets, like if it's old enough to breathe, then I bop it. To you, my honor, I must confess, I never thought this would become such a mess, 'cause if I thought the rhymes and had enough money, it would all work out, 'cause I'm just
too funky.
Too funky, too hey.
Too funky.
Too funky, too hey.
Charles and Will struck a pose in the middle of the room as the courthouse erupted into applause.
Huh, well, I've certainly heard enough. I pronounce you free to go.
And so Charles and Will locked arms and skipped out of the courthouse, free men. And in an unprecedented turn of events, no one died that day. We're just proof that we're living in a dystopian nightmare society where there are no longer consequences for actions of any kind, no matter how despicable, provided, of course, that you are an acceptable skin color and have enough money. And in the end, isn't that just as good as a death? The end.
Very well done.
I wish you recorded yourself recording that.
Yeah, where's the behind-the-scenes vlog on that?
I want to know how sporadic you were doing
that. Yeah. I was in the zone with my funky hip-hop piece.
Oh, fantastic. Will, what are we talking about this week?
Yeah, Will, what are we doing here?
So anyway, this is Sam's win, but it was my idea that we went off. So basically, we are drafting in spirit of the Royal Rumble coming up next weekend, a top five list of non-wrestlers to win the 2025 Royal Rumble this year. So that would include, you know, everybody outside of the WWE universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
did you guys have any issue with this?
I drafted all AEW wrestlers. No.
I got a pretty solid list.
And I'm sorry, we're going to, at the end of this, we'll each pick our, what I assume would be our number one, and then we will battle it out through conversation as to who has the best choice for the winner of this year's Royal Rumble.
Yep, I get a good one.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do these have to be real people?
Yeah.
Well, that goes my list. Superman, the Hulk, the Sentry. Well, I mean,
fuck.
Great.
What's the villain from the Guardians ride? That like galactic thing.
Oh, Galactus.
Galactus. Yeah, Galactus. Yeah.
Galactus, let's see, Infinity, the Living Tribunal.
He does so much as get into the ring as throws the entire universe.
Just turn time off, and he won. So real people. Real. Another question. Not trying to throw this whole thing. Is it the person or could it be a character that a person plays?
it can be a character, but it has to be someone tangible that you can lift on your shoulders.
Okay. That's a great distinction. You know what? I'm going to start using that more of like, well, is it real or fake? I don't know. Can you lift it on your shoulders or not? That'll tell you.
All right. And now I'm going to throw something into the mix as well. Yeah, I want to hear a little bit about this person's entrance.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we give them their entrance.
All right.
Maybe give them the call as if we're, you know, Vince McMahon himself.
All right.
Or your favorite announcer.
I'll pop a little TXT file.
Yeah.
Burping on my bum.
You guys watched Saturday Night's Main Event with Jesse the Body Ventura last night?
Yes, I did. No. And Ted DiBiase was there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, I thought he got canceled for stealing from charity or something.
No, that was his son, and he went to jail.
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, I swear Ted DiBiase was in jail. That's Junior, though.
Yeah, he's in jail. That, man. Remember?
Top five laughs.
Ah!
Money.
That dude's so sick.
It's pretty good.
He's such a cool guy. All right, who's kicking this bad boy off?
I guess I could do it. Sorry. My number five is the Burger King character from Burger King.
With the big head.
Like the Burger...
Yes.
Like King Burger.
The big head, the creepy Burger King character from the commercials.
I guess I'll change my number five.
And the reason for this is simple. If you've watched wrestling at all in the last year or so, it is being overtaken with advertisements in the ring and throughout the product completely. Yeah. So I could see Burger King just ponying up, you know, enough money, getting, you know, the aprons that look like hamburgers and the ropes are French fries, and all through a big promotion, the Burger King ends up beating 29 other men, throwing them over the top rope. I mean, he does run the risk of being so top-heavy if he gets anywhere near the ropes. A slight breeze might knock him out, but I think in today's era of over-the-top promotional aspects of the product, he's got a chance.
What's his build height?
6'8", including crown.
Including crown.
From crown to foot.
I feel like that guy would be pretty good at crowd work. He's all,
yeah,
he's all bobbly, kind of waggling around.
Just points.
Yeah.
With his scepter.
Hell yeah. Burger King. Man, I miss those commercials. They were funny.
I think they still use them here and there.
I don't know if I've ever... I don't know when the last time I saw an actual commercial was, to be perfectly honest.
True.
Watching wrestling.
I don't know the last time I saw a physical Burger King location. I honestly, I can't remember the last time I saw one. I
think of like four, like within like a 10-mile radius of my house.
Oh, not in Virginia. They're like gone. You can't get a Whopper to save your life.
Dude, that's too bad. Whopper's the best.
Nah, they're fine. Burger King sucks.
Yeah, I drove by one yesterday and I looked at it and went, huh, no.
I don't know.
Not even for the dogs.
Nope. Not yeah. I was with my dog. I was like, I want to get her or something, but we're not doing that.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
All right, Sam. Let's do it.
All right. Wait, there's not gonna be a bell every time. All right.
I can if you'd like.
No, it makes no sense. You can't start the match every time.
That's true.
All right. All right, making his way to the ring, slowly, is present-day Tim Curry.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, a couple of things. One, it's going to be his tactic. He's going to be making his way to the ring for the majority of the match. Then it's going to take quite some time for people to get him and his chair into the ring. Then, once he's in the ring, who's going to throw him out? Who's going to look at this?
Any heel looking to get heat.
Kevin Owens.
Kane.
Kevin Owens. All right, Kevin Owens is the one person that would probably throw him out. You got to lift the chair, too. So I think he's...
That's pretty heavy.
I think he's at a build weight of 1,200 pounds.
With the batteries.
It comes strapped with all sorts of batteries. So he can make it through the night. Yeah. He comes out to Sweet Transvestite from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's a great, great song. Oh, God, that song's so good.
and they put a live mic up to him so he can.
Oh my god!
So he can sing along.
He comes this freaking way. How do I? How does he investigate?
I'm sorry. I should have made fun of him. Oh,
Transylvania.
Really... He's 1 foot away from the Tron.
So every other wrestler makes it to the ring before he's halfway down the ramp.
Yep. Yeah. So he's got strategy. He's got strategy. That's so
funny. Now, does he do a couple slow laps around the ring like the Undertaker on a motorcycle? Just not as menacing?
No, because by the time number 29 goes in, someone has to push him into the ring.
Wrestler 30 helps him into the ring and then tosses him out.
Yep, that's a good one. Present day Tim Curry.
Oh,
who's gonna throw him out?
I don't know. Not me. I wouldn't. I'd throw myself out out of respect. all right, I'll go.
All right.
Coming to the ring. Intergender wrestler entering this one Royal Rumble that we have. With a very scary gimmick, but here comes, with no relation, Charla Nash. Oh, she's terrifying. She's scaring everyone. Her demeanor is very scary. And who is she? The woman that got her face ripped off by a chimpanzee in 2009. No one knows how to react. They can't stop but looking. And she's quite the character. And she's now entered the ring. And she's just standing there, shocked.
We did bring her up on the show a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes.
I'm not disappointed. Yeah, okay.
Yes. She comes up more often than normal.
She's a scary character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, you can only play the cards you're dealt. And I think professional wrestling is a fine choice for this woman.
So do you think she goes like a Bray Wyatt, like does scary poses and like freaks people out? They jump over the rope themselves.
Well, she's not coming out telling kids to drink their Ovaltine. I'll tell you that. What other choice does she have?
Maybelline model.
You know what she should do? They should do a gimmick where they throw a female wrestler into like a meat grinder, and then have her come out on the other side, and then play that character post meat grinder. God. I'm trying to sell tickets, okay? I'm trying to sell tickets. I don't know what you guys are trying to do. I'm trying to put butts in seats. This is a business, okay? I'm approaching this from a business standpoint. Great. Now Will left. I've offended him so hard because his wife lost her face to a chimpanzee, and I knew it was going to be a touchy subject. And he's not here to say that that's not true. So let's all believe that it is true, and that is now canon.
You can donate to his GoFundMe.
Yeah,
GoFundMe.com/RosaChimpFace.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Charla Nash?
What's her theme?
Her theme. It's just monkey sounds. Just jungle monkey sounds. It's just like the lights go out, and here's... And then she comes out. And the thing is on her entrance, right, they drape a bunch of vines over the gorilla position. So she comes through the vines. And she wears, like, basically Jimmy Snuka's loincloth.
So because she got her face eaten, is she part ape now?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's a great call. So she has the powers of a chimp. And she does throw her feces. It's she lives the gimmick. She's like Ted DiBiase.
Is that her finisher?
Instead of the stink face, it's the poo face. One step further.
Love it.
There's two finishers. There's that one. The other finisher is that she kisses somebody on the mouth. And then before she even goes to get, like, she touch, like she gets there, they tap. She goes to kiss them, they go, no! They tap out.
This is shaping up to be quite the rumble.
Yes.
Yep. And before the show started, I was looking in the email, and we got a bunch of, it's like spammy, like, sponsor offers for the show, I'm going to send them this episode and go, no, we'll promote your product. Here's a clip I think would do well with your audience. Me just friggin' disparaging some poor woman.
Sponsored by Hymns.
We'll have to bring up our sponsor now. Ooh, the Church of Latter-day Saints.
I'm sorry. For those of you that did watch Saturday Night's main event last night, there were no less than, I don't know, 25 commercials for different medications. My favorite one was for the heart medication, where one of the potential side effects was that your lower extremities can fall off.
What?
What the hell was that?
It was like to fix like heart failure or something. It's like you're at higher risk for your lower limbs falling off.
You're just gonna take the pill and like your leg just off,
like a gecko.
Yeah. Oh no.
You ever see the episode of South Park when they it's like the glucose episode, and they're trying to like tell the people that it's like safe, and so they have a scientist do a demonstration and like extracts pure glucose from some food, and then Dr. Mackey's like, eat it, and he's like, what? He's like, if it's safe, eat it. And he goes, okay. And like, because the big thing was that like, if you eat glucose, your dick will fly off.
Yes, that's
and
right.
So he eats it, and he goes, and he's fine. And he starts like kibbying out, and everyone's going screaming, and then it's like his dick sprouts like a rocket power, and like flies off, and you just hear Mr. Bag, he's like, oh look, his dick's flying off. Just in the, it's not even like prominently like in the foreground of the audio. It's just like in the chaos of everyone screaming. It's just Mr. Megan's like, look, his dick's flying off, and it just fucking, fucking zips off.
So good.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Will's frozen. And he looks like the guy who killed himself in Full Metal Jacket.
I was gonna say, I was like, Will's frozen, or he's really holding that pose.
No, he's he looks like he's about to kill himself. This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this is my. Like he's gone again. Probably gone to kill himself.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, this is another reason you got to join us on the YouTube. YouTube.com/@top5ofdeath.
There you go. Well, Charles, you might as well go.
Yeah, sure. I definitely went a different route with this list. my first pick is Joe Manganiello.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Like,
he good guy.
He's like, good what, 6'8"? Good
is
with
that
knots?
Tall? Did you he's like a legit nerd, too. He's like Henry Cavill, right?
Yeah, he like hosts the D&D podcast and stuff with other celebrities. Like, he's legit. But, yeah, Joe Manganiello is gigantic. I feel like if you were to take all of Edge's gimmick, excuse me, all of Cope's gimmick, and just put it on Joe Manganiello, you'd be like, that works. That works so well. Comes out to the same song and everything.
He's in the Minecraft movie, right?
Oh, is that him? He? I don't know. I know he. I know
oh, wait,
he.
Am I,
he was
am I thinking of someone else who played Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
Okay, different people. Sorry, go on. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, Joe Manganiello, he's host of Deal or No Deal Island on Peacock.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I've seen commercials for it. It's Deal or No Deal Island. So, who knows what that is. But yeah, he's 6'5". He's gigantic. He used to clap Sofia Vergara's cheeks. So, hey.
Yo.
The man can do it. I think he'd be great.
Minions! I love minions!
She's here with us.
Oh, Miss Americana.
For those of you not watching the YouTube, that's her.
Yeah. Yeah. She is hot.
Mm-hmm. No one's going to debate that. Will, you going to debate that?
No, as I've been having difficulties.
I know. We've been dunking on you.
You guys hear me all right?
Yeah, yep. You're good. Okay. Whatever's doing, don't touch it. Because you're up.
Oh, perfect. My number four is coming down to the ring at a combined weight of 241 pounds, Abby and Brittany Hensel.
Who?
They the conjoined twins that got married recently?
That's correct.
Sam, why do you know that off the top of your head?
I was wondering why he was doing combined weight.
Yo, what fucking freak is marrying that? I'm like, listen.
It's weird.
Listen, they deserve happiness, okay? I fully support them. However, the person marrying one of them, a little sus. There's some sus there.
They are very, very strange people. And I think that in kayfabe, you know, in WWE logic, how could one person overtake two people combined into one?
Mm-hmm. That's right. How many legs do they have?
It's impossible. Two.
Just two.
Wow. Yeah, they got two of everything.
Wait, two of everything.
4 years, though, I think. You want to know something really unfortunate about these girls?
Of course.
They both went to college and had to pay two tuitions to become teachers.
Oh, my God.
And now they're teachers, but they only get one salary.
Oh, my God.
Because they can only teach one classroom, right?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's fucking so funny. Holy shit. Man.
They should have went into, like, voice acting. At least then they could both work at the same time.
Yeah, true. Two-part harmony.
I can't stop scrolling through photos. Like, the situation's so mind-boggling.
I think I brought this up before when I discovered it, but this is... if anyone's interested, there's a... Like a gimmick act band called Evelyn Evelyn. And it's the girl from Dresden Dolls and some guy. And they play conjoined twins. And the whole album is about like their story. And they're like kind of like... Like the whole thing is like they're like exploited conjoined twins that like want people to like them. So they learn how to like sing songs. And like their songs are like kind of funny, but they're like pretty dark. It was awesome. From a concept to execute that and the way it was like how well it was executed, it's incredible. I highly recommend it if you're into that sort of performance. And they did a couple shows and they came out as conjoined twins, and they would both play like guitar and one would do the chords and the other would do the strumming while they were both singing. It was really impressive. Wow. It was really, really cool. Hmm. Yeah, Evelyn Evelyn, should check it out.
We'll check it out.
Yep. But yeah, Evelyn Sam, Evelyn like is not throwing Abby and Brittany over the top rope.
No.
Do you think that Abby and Brittany, do you think that they would do well on an OnlyFans?
Yeah, probably.
I think that they would make money.
I'll just say define well. Like, if I did it, I'd make no money. But they'd make some, which is better than me.
Where else are you going to go to get that very specific thing?
I don't want to Google it, so scared to find out what that brings up.
What's their entrance music?
The Double Mint Gum commercial.
Just the two of us.
I was going to say just the two of us. Thank God.
But like more metal.
Yeah. They're going to have two themes like mine. Two of us.
You can make it if you try, the two of us.
Taking offers.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. All right.
Who's up, Sam?
My number four, making his way to the ring. Oh, what's this? He's brought it with him. He's brought the Sledge-O-Matic. It's Gallagher.
Which one?
It's the original Gallagher.
Oh, damn.
The original Gallagher making his way to the ring. Listen, there are no rules in the Royal Rumble. You can, in fact, bring weapons in if you want to. Kendo sticks.
They've done that.
Yep. Kendo sticks, fucking trash cans, chairs, a gigantic hammer.
Was that WrestleMania, the 2000 Royal Rumble?
I think so.
Like a fuck ton of, like, everyone just, is this a hardcore match? That was sick. That was awesome.
That was very 2000.
Oh, yeah. Very, very much.
But yeah, you know, he's starting off with the weapons. Fucking ring's going to be covered in watermelon.
Oh my God, just slip it in a sliding.
Yep, but the crowd goes wild when he comes out. The first two rows, they all put on ponchos and plastic.
In the splash zone?
Yep, it all comes up. They're prepared for it because they were waiting his arrival.
Everyone, he was on the dirt sheets being rumored to make his debut at the Rumble.
It's the worst kept secret in the business. It's Gallagher.
I kind of hate that.
People just waves of blood crashing down on the front rows, and they're just going out of their minds.
Yeah. Who's going to take out that Tim Curry? It's going to be Gallagher with a gigantic hammer.
And he goes, this thing also smashes vegetables. And it smashes Tim Curry.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, but he's going to spice things up by bringing in the toys, by bringing in the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to see me smash some fruit?
I got warrants.
It'd be a good guest spot for Nails to make his return.
Nails.
He just gets whacked with a mallet.
Matt, now it's time to do your metal impression.
They sound like that. For those who don't listen to that genre, it's exactly on point. And I do listen to it, I will say.
Kind of like what Nails sounded like, too.
He had like the... Did he have sharp teeth?
I don't know, but I guess he kind of more sounded like Buffalo Bill.
Oh, I'd fuck me. Put the lotion in the fucking basket.
Nails.
I'd fuck me.
R.I.P.
Man. Buffalo Bill.
No, he just had jacked up teeth.
Hmm.
I thought that was Isaac Yankum, who is also Kane. I don't know. Also, remember when you were a kid and they could like just swap gimmicks between the same person and you had no fucking clue? None at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quinn. I would have thought Dude Love, Mankind, and Cactus Jack would have been three totally different people if like it was sold to me as that.
The Blue Blazer.
Yeah, that guy died.
Mr. America?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, who's up? Me?
It's you.
All right. Let's see. My number four. My number four is going to be... let's see. It's Charlotte Nash. Trying to put butts in seats. Who's the next person I would bill? Trying to think of any other famous disfigured people. No, I can't think of any. All right, if I can't think of any disfigured people, I'll go to the next level of. So, all right, gore. I have some gore. I need some sex. All right, I need some sex. All right, coming to the ring. Oh, my God. I'm paying to go here. Oof, my God. I need some sex to sell, and this is going to get money out of me. So, number four, coming to the ring, still intergender, is Belle Delphine.
I was going to say, I was like, I bet it's Belle Delphine.
Oh, my God. She's throwing her bathwater out everywhere. She's making money. She makes money. Okay, I'm trying to make money here. So I have Charlotte Nash, a horrible, scary figure, and then Belle Delphine comes in, and just like now, I have the yin and the yang of you know, a physical aesthetics here. Yeah, she comes out there. She's hawking her goods. She's got a great gimmick table. Yeah, man, I think I just won this whole thing.
What's her finishing move called?
The hips.
The Hawego face. And what is it? It's just that.
Yep.
She it's makes that face. Her opponent goes, whoop! And then stumbles backwards and over the top rope.
Yep, that's it.
Goes running to an ATM.
Oh, man. Man, she's so fucking hot.
I think she's a face or
aren't
a heel.
You concerned about her stature? She doesn't appear to be a very, husky lady.
What is she?
She doesn't need to be.
Yeah. Have you seen
Have you seen Alexa Bliss?
Man, no, she's a friggin' absolute borderline midget. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. She's got, yeah, exactly. Listen, if there's people like Rey Mysterio that can exist in that world, Belle Delphine will be just fine. Also, Dakota Kai.
Yeah.
Zelina Vega. Who was that pirate woman?
Kairi Sane.
She's like 70 pounds.
There's a, what is it, Johnny Gargano's wife stands behind Nia Jax the whole time, and she's like 4'10". She offers nothing. She just stands beside, like, did they want someone to make Nia look bigger? Because that's not that hard.
Ow, my hole.
Sad. That's going to be the greatest contribution she's had to wrestling in the end.
100%. Yeah. That injuring everybody.
Yep.
But yeah, number four, Belle Delphine. I'm making money, everybody.
Putting butts in seats.
Put butts. I got some absolute circus freak. I have a sex symbol. I'm gonna see what else I need in my roster here.
Well,
but, Charles,
my number four is someone I thought would actually make a pretty good wrestler is Tom Holland.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Dude's a former gymnast. He's got a looks like a 16-year-old boy. He'd be perfect for wrestling.
Yeah.
The gymnast thing makes sense because I literally just watched a behind the scenes thing with him filming some scene from Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
and he jumps off this trampoline in the behind the scenes and does like a double flip. I'm like, oh, he's actually doing it.
He's actually Spider-Man. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
And you better believe that's the gimmick he shows up with. Like,
going full Spider-Man.
Nice costume. Did your husband make it for you? Base Tobey Maguire.
And then he, you know, even though despite the issues with Blue Blazer, he just comes shoop, right down from the rafters.
Has anyone done a similar entrance since then?
Sting.
Somebody in AEW just
and did. Darby Allin's done it too. They've both done it. They've come down from the rafters, but they're in this gigantic, like,
I can't stand Darby Allin.
They attached him to Sting. But also, it's like he's not a believable character.
Not even a little bit. At least Rey Mysterio had like a skill set to him that was unique. Darby Allin's just a freaking, like, a little... You know what he is? Darby Allin was like, you know who should have got a real push? Spike Dudley. And they did exactly what they did.
How do you compare?
Yeah, it's just like... I don't know.
You just got, like, ragdolled by people.
Imagine putting the belt on Spike Dudley. It's stupid.
Well, didn't they put that belt on that one guy who had, like, no chin? He just looked like a regular fucking person.
James Ellsworth?
Yes.
Yeah. He played AJ Styles.
That was a clear gimmick.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, Tom Holland. Make it great. I don't think he'd last long in the Rumble, but you know what? He'd do the high spots. He'd do the Kofi spots. Why not?
Poor Kofi.
Oh.
Poor Kofi. Is there, in the, for the Rumble party, is that part of the pool? If Kofi botches his spot again?
I don't know. We can make it. We haven't had a new one.
They're not going to let him do another spot.
Not after the last 3 years he's botched it. Last year he botched it real bad.
Yeah.
Whoops. But they're also bad guys now, so.
There you go.
Yep. Tom Holland, Spider-Man. All
right. Will, number three.
Spider-Man. Number three, this is a guy who, you know, you might see getting presidential pardon soon. Edward Snowden.
Oh, God, he should, 100%.
He comes out just absolutely ripped from doing, like, prison burpees. He's flying around doing, like, a 100 Hurricane Ranas around some guy's head like Rey Mysterio.
I gotta be honest, I haven't seen his, like, any image of him not from the shoulders down, so he could be, like, absolutely like a monster all of a sudden.
Yeah,
that's true.
And what a surprise entrance that would be. He comes down like holding his pardon in hand. I've been pent up too long. I'm taking over. And you'll see Trump ringside, like at UFC events, just cheering him on,
doing his dance.
Did you see? This is off topic, but did you see Trump dancing with the sword the other day?
What do you think I'm doing?
No.
Yeah.
Was it fun? God,
it goes on for so long. It's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
But it makes you like him more, to be honest. That's how silly he can get.
He's leaning into his lovable oaf era. I go, you know what?
just being himself. Ooh, hey, that's a big one.
And now he's he's transferring over the evil stuff to Baron, who definitely looks like a super villain.
Hell yeah.
Is he on anyone's list? Because Jesus Christ, God. That kid is gigantic.
I love the internet fanfare of Baron Trump. I'm so on board. I think it's so funny.
What is he? He's 6'8 or something like that?
Yeah, 6'8, 6'9. I know, he's like watching Baron? The inauguration. It's just like person. Fucking Baron Trump just towering over everybody.
Imagine if he was only like 5'8 with that name, Baron. That's not going to go well. You're 6'8 and your name's Baron? Jesus Christ.
I hope his middle name is Vaughn.
I think it might
Baron
be.
Von Trump.
Baron Von Trump.
Well, he's named after some other like person in their lineage who was like a Baron Trump or some shit like that.
Robert Baron?
Robert Baron Trump.
Oh, his middle name's William.
Pooh. That name sucks.
Yay. Yeah.
Baron William Trump. I'm off the train.
Do you think they call him Bear American Bill? Psycho haircut?
Hell yeah. A true American. Hold on, Sam. You're like a couple of levels off of a razor having the same haircut.
I don't think that's factual. I don't have you any VHS tapes to return.
Let's see Paul Allen's card.
So Edward Snowden's going to be coming down to the ring with a revitalized Glacier gimmick.
Didn't he just wrestle Glacier? Isn't he like big in some indie promotion?
I loved the idea of that character. It just fell flat.
Oh, yeah. But I'm pretty sure that guy is like currently wrestling. I think he even might be like a champion of like one of the bigger indie promotions.
Wow.
Really?
Good for him.
Wrestling at the time was like, what's popular right now? Mortal Kombat? All right, Sub-Zero, you're him.
Instead of give him a character name from Killer Instinct, Glacier!
Killer Instinct.
Game's awesome. Yep. Chief Thunder. Combo Breaker. God.
His wrestling name would be Lulberg.
Lulberg. I like it.
Oh man, yeah, Snowden. He should have that part. He's.
I let out that other guy from the Silk Road.
Yeah, Ross Ulbricht.
Ulbricht.
Yeah, that was good. Promises made, promises kept. Keeping his word. They thought he was just going to commute a sentence too, and he gave him a full pardon. And then he made a statement about how like the people that put him there were scum. And I was like, fuck yeah, this is going great.
My number three making his way down to the ring. Let's see. Tim Curry's still making his way to the ring. Gallagher's in the ring raising hell. Making his way to the ring now. Gallagher 2.
Oh, no.
Listen, we know it's every man for himself, but alliances will be made. And the two Gallagher brothers are putting their differences aside.
Wow.
Are they going to do the double doink spot?
Yeah, they definitely do that. They have two hammers. They do the concerto, but with hammers.
Oh, my God. He's murdering someone.
Jesus.
It's getting real violent. Yeah, again, no rules in the Royal Rumble. He comes down to the same music as Gallagher 1, which is no music. It's completely silent. He just does crowd work on the way down.
He's waving fanatically like he does.
We can move on.
Just take everything we said about the first one and apply it to this one, too. Yeah.
It's that, but slightly shittier.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so my number three here, okay? I got some... I have a disfigured person. I have a sex symbol. Now I need... This could be my number one, but I don't... Oh, actually, time out. Are there draft rules to this thing? Could we have the same person?
I don't know. Will? Your call.
I would say no.
I think so, because we can't enter the same person. And I want to pick somebody now that I think might be on somebody else's list later. So
okay. I think that's fair.
Let's go for it.
All right, so I need someone. This would be my number. This would be like my number one. But
just thinking now. I was like, I got to take this person. I need someone that everyone loves. Mm-hmm. I need someone that is the total package. And I'm sorry. I know I just like turned this into a draft just now, but like I'm entering from my stable of wrestlers, right? I got the disfigured. I got the sex symbol. I need a leader. I need the front person.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill.
God damn it.
I knew he was going to fucking take it. He is everything. He is the total package. He's huge. He's ripped. Everyone loves him. He's nice. He's got a fucking jawline that would cut diamonds. Oh, God. How do you not just print money off of this guy's ass? Oh, my God.
Yeah, everyone's found a way not to.
That's true. I never even thought of that.
Was Superman yeah, what is no the deal?
There
Superman.
Must be something about him that we don't know. Maybe he smells.
He's just know. Too good looking. Everyone's like, oh my God.
Oh. Jeez, I can't even be in the same room as you. Yeah. Did you hear that story on when he was doing that like Holmes show or movie Enola with Holmes?
Yeah,
with what's her face?
11.
Yeah, I don't know her name. 11.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby
Brown. And she like tried to be like friends with him, and he was like, no, you're too young to be friends with me, so we're not going to do that. Just like shot her down, and then Drake's like, I'm befriending you. Remember that time I got shot on Degrassi? That's my Drake impression.
That's probably why Hollywood doesn't like him. He's not a pedophile.
Yeah.
Hey.
Might be why.
You know what? We've solved it. Will, good call. That's exactly it. He's too stand-up of a guy. He's not willing to go to the freak-off. Oh. Also, speaking of the freak-off, you see Dave Chappelle's monologue from Saturday Night Live?
No. Yeah.
It was very funny about when he was talking about that. you should watch it, but the synopsis is he's talking about, you know, people would ask him if he ever got invited to the freak-off. And he's like, no. He's like, I never went. And then he was just basically being like, am I not hot, like, attractive enough to be invited? And then he talks about how fucking the dude who played Carl Winslow was there. He's like, am I less attractive than Carl Winslow?
Reginald Bell Johnson.
But, man, it was a funny bit. But, yeah, man. Ooh, Henry Cavill, number 3. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
It's a good tactical
move.
He's
a blue chipper.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
What's his finisher?
Fucking, you know what? He's fucking, he's like last ride power bomb, power level, fucking just dominating people like crazy. You know what he does? This is what he does. He's so good. He can only wrestle in a minimum 1-on-3 handicap matches. That's the only way. And he pulls somebody up in a power bomb position, rests him on their shoulders, and then double choke slams the other two at the same time. And it's fucking awesome. It's called a triple threat.
Nice.
Yeah. God, he's so cool. I would
say. His three opponents love that finisher, too.
I'm like, oh my God. Guy, so cool. All right. Will. No, Charles.
Oh, me. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
Charles.
Good luck.
After you ruined him.
Now I have to find a number two. my number three is. Speaking of the Minecraft movie, my number three is currently the current state of Jason Momoa, who is just basically
right now.
He's basically fat Roman Reigns. That's what he looks like right now.
He got cast as Lobo in the DC universe.
Yeah, that's true.
Sheriff Lobo.
Lobo. Lobo. Bring back Sheriff Lobo.
But yeah, I give him everything. Like he would have, it would basically be a Gallagher 2 situation. It would just basically, he pops out as like Roman Reigns. Everyone's like, wait, what? Roman's coming out this early, and then Roman comes out later at number 30, probably. But yeah, go on that whole thing.
Wait, who's your other dude that I confused him for?
Hold on, let me open my list. Joe Mangiello.
Oh, Joe Mangiello.
Yeah. They would be a tag team.
That'd be a sick tag team, actually.
They could be the new APA.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, book it. Sam, you're my head of creative now.
What? God, you two need to fucking stop.
Sorry, just be... Wow, that was extended.
Matt? Whoa.
I interrupted the first part of it. First 25%.
That was my Vicky Guerrero fart.
Oh. Excuse me! Excuse me!
Again, sponsors, you want in on this. We're printing money over here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe Manganiello, not Joe Manganiello, fucking Jason the other Momoa. One. Jason Momoa. So question, do you go see the Minecraft movie?
No.
What's it about?
I don't know. It's everyone's blocky.
It's basically the same thing as Jumanji. They just go into the game and they're centered around like Jack Black. I think it is the same producers. So
Jack Black is in it, yeah.
Jack Black's in it, Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa looks like a mess. I don't know if you've seen him in his last couple movies. The man is not going for a superhero look anymore. He is rounding it out. So
big ol' belly.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work keeping up that superhero physique.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
It's a great pick. It's not as good as my number two, but we'll get there.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, Will.
All right, my number two is going to be, let me get his exact name here, Mohammed bin Salman. Salman?
Who is it?
Is this a guy that... No, who is he?
It's the current crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Oh. Right.
And he's coming to the ring in a gold G-Wagon, and it's driving only on the two driver's side wheels. And he makes a couple laps around the ring at a blistering speed before jumping out and clotheslining everybody over the top ropes. Because Saudis have a lot of money, and WWE is willing to take it for any reason.
Yep.
So sure. This is a very plausible pick. This is why he's in my number two spot. Because this could happen.
Imagine, you're right, it 100% could happen. And you know what else could happen? Him winning the Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Next year.
$2 trillion. Done.
They put a weird belt, another fake belt on him. Here you go.
Oh, man. Imagine what it must be like to be like a late 20s dude in Saudi Arabia right now.
With unlimited resources.
It just must be like... I can't imagine what it's like. I can't. They have so much money over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the wealth gap like there?
Probably. I bet their poor are like our upper middle class. I honestly don't know because they're like, I don't know. They're pretty. I'll put it this way: I bet they don't have any poor because I bet they just ship them out. To be perfectly honest, because they're like very like into their like they have like zero crime. Every place is like the streets are lined with Lambos, all of them. It's like a fake place, but it's crazy.
How their women doing?
I mean, great. Depends how they are. Well, if you ask them, they're fine. They have no problem with it. That's how like their culture is. But
I think they just got driver's license like within a year or two ago.
Yeah. So listen, progress is being made. But yeah, I don't know. It's got to be. I'd like to, if I could like what's that thing when like you can like leave your body?
Astral project.
Thank you, Sam. I knew you'd know it. If I could astral project myself to just go to Saudi Arabia and just kind of like be a fly on the wall, man, I would be fucking fascinated. Absolutely fascinated. I'd love to do that.
Well, you already asshole project 2 hours a week.
Well, you just got Valentine. Bam.
Oh, shit. You hit me with the hand gesture and everything.
Any idea of the physical stature of this man?
Yeah, he's not very big.
I hope he's 5'2".
No, all we know is his face.
run into the ring, clothesline, Big Show. He goes flying out.
He does have very long toes that he uses to grab his opponents.
Yeah, he's like Beast from the X-Men.
I have to hate that.
Not to knuckles.
His finishing move is standing in the middle of the ring and spinning, and his cloak just blows everybody over the top.
There is a stand-up comedian that comes up on my reels a lot, and he has like a Tourette's tick. But he's very funny, and he's got this one bit. He gives like one line jokes, like one liners. He's very funny, and one of them is just like he's like, I like to surround myself with people who are smarter and better than me. And then I do a big spin attack.
That's good. Yeah, I'm very curious about what next year's Rumble is going to be like, because if we know anything about the Saudis, like, they want the biggest thing possible.
Yeah, the biggest. I don't know. I bet the Great Khali wins or something.
Yeah. They'll trot out like all the Saudi wrestlers that they keep on board for the one night a year that they.
Yeah, the everything that I've watched there, like, the crowds are weird. They have like couches in the stands, and just like, I'm like, man, these fucking people are just living it
all night. The people are just milling around.
Yeah,
they're
like conversations.
It's literally just in the background for them. They're like, yeah, we could. Oh man,
I'm wondering what that Women's Rumble is going to be like. 30 women all in full body suits. It's going to be the squeakiest Rumble you've ever heard. Also, I don't know who they're fooling with, like, oh, that makes it like not as offensive. Like, have you seen Rhea Ripley in these body suits? Jesus Christ.
They little titties popping out everywhere. Also, I don't know. I've never been a religious person. I don't have any, like, I can't think of. Let me take a poll here. Does anybody have like a conviction or a belief that's so strong in any way, shape, or form that like you couldn't bear? You know what I mean? Like something that's similar to like, listen, you can't have women showing this much skin in our country type of stuff. Does anybody have like personally anything like that for them?
Nothing about someone's appearance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I refuse to eat a sandwich with a sliced tomato on it. I don't know.
You're a zealot.
Yeah.
You're an absolute zealot. What if it was a whole tomato? Just a big fucking round tomato.
More tomato.
More tomato.
I think it's pretty much summed up with don't step on snake.
No snap on snack.
Yeah, leave me alone. I won't bother you. You don't bother me.
Yeah. God. I got to get that shirt.
It's a way to be. Yeah. Right. Fine pick.
Whose pick was that? Oh, Will's.
Will's.
That was me, the Saudi prince.
There you go.
Ooh. All right. I think my number one two is going to get a massive, massive pop when he comes out. You're not expecting him. Full of charisma. It's Robert Downey Jr.
Oof. Yeah. You're right. I popped just now.
Yep. Yeah, he's got that CM Punk energy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how much he's gonna do in the ring, but he's gonna do whatever he does is gonna get a massive crowd reaction. It's gonna be quality over quantity. And I don't know. It's people are gonna be on their feet for RDJ coming in. Oh, also he flies in as Iron Man, jetpacks everywhere, fucking launches missiles into the crowd.
I just want to call out. Just if you like, I want you to like zoom out, and then look at 2008 Iron Man, and just like, I don't think we or anyone appreciates enough what that movie did for like just for everything, right? Like Robert Downey Jr. was it's hard to think of this because he's such a big star now, but at that time he was like, that was like his like comeback role. And it's hard to even like remember what his name was before that, but like
it's after he went to like
rehab
and everything.
Yeah but just like a, just like the scope of the world, like the world today after that movie is like, it is like a, if you were like an alien looking at the history of humankind, you could point to that moment in time and be like, this changed a bunch of stuff. And it's crazy when you like really, really put like some thought into it, like just the absolute effect that that movie had moving for the next 3 decades, you know, going on. It's incredible.
You're not wrong. I mean, there's been a lot of really amazing superhero movies. There's also been a lot of really shitty ones, and oh, yeah. I think a lot of people are really sick of them. Mm-hmm. But I think they're due for a renaissance right about now.
I think you're right too. But like even like just like the stars it's made, the careers it's launched,
yeah.
Which then like these people who, you know, got their like, you know, not maybe not like their big break, but like the recognition from these like really popular movies that went on to like do this other thing. You know, just the things that like splintered off from that one moment in like culture time. I sometimes go down like a rabbit hole in my head of just like pontificating about that whole thing, and just like, man, that was fucking huge, huge.
I went to see that movie as like my little gift to myself for my college graduation.
Oh, what a big boy!
And I was thinking like that was forever ago.
Yeah.
My God, I'm an elderly man now.
I know. Tim, are you older than me?
Tim? Who's Tim?
Did Tim? I say Tim?
Tim.
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 I'm 39. I'll be 40 on August 29th.
No, I'm older because I'll be 40 on May 5th.
Oh, that's right. Cinco de Mayo.
I'm still the oldest one. Charles, hold the
yes. I'm 36.
Old bitch.
I'll be 37. I'll be 37 in July.
Will, is that your age? Are you 36?
38.
Oh.
Two baby boys.
Yep. Look at these little chitlins over here getting their little diapers changed by their mamas. Who's up?
I'm not a chitlin.
Actually, I think it's you.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. All right. So I got the freak. I got the sex. I got the total package. Listen, there's a demographic I'm missing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I need something for the younger audience. I know like I'm billing this as a stable, and it's not the point of the show at all. But this is how I'm approaching it. I'm trying to make money with this Rumble. I want people, as many people as possible, to tune into this Rumble. Okay? all right, so who's big in the youth of today? I have... You know what? This is a no-brainer. This is an absolute no-brainer. Coming to the ring... I don't know what their weight is, but I'm going to have huge, huge star among children. Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel's coming to the ring, and she's going to do some boxy shit. I don't even know. My kids don't even watch Miss Rachel, to be honest. You know what? I take that back. She's coming to the ring, but someone's going to jump her and take her place in the Rumble. So it's Miss Rachel's music, and it's like, oh my god, yeah, Miss Rachel, they're coming out. But instead, someone sneak attacks Miss Rachel. Who is it? I don't know. Everyone I can think of, I don't know anything about, but I just know that they're fucking huge. Yeah. We'll just do it. It's Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast coming out. He's just too big. You can't ignore... How big? I'll put it this way: he recently just had like a huge like scandal, and then it just went away. That's how big he is. Didn't even faze him. He very much had a oh shit! All these people are coming forward with all these like things, and it just went away. People just moved on. They go, yeah, whatever. Like, wow, you gotta be a certain level of commanding power for that to happen.
He faced them all head on. That's why.
Did he? Do you know anything about that?
He didn't like hide from the questioning. He addressed everything. And it was kind of like it or hate it. That's what it is.
Dude.
So that's the most successful way to handle those controversies.
Respect.
Because if you cowtail and, you know, apologize, then never you lose all your loyal fans. And
Yep. You never apologize to the mob. Let that be a lesson to everyone listening. Never apologize to the mob. Unless you really did something wrong. But if it's like an unpopular thing, then just don't apologize. But yeah, Mr. Beast comes down. He's throwing candy bars everywhere. He's healing the blind. He's giving everybody fake limbs that need them. He does all this before he gets into the ring. And then he gets into the ring, and he's just, you know, he gets everyone to participate in some game somehow. And there's like a red line that's sweeping back and forth, and you have to jump over it without the red line touching your foot. And then he just starts eliminating people left and right.
Everyone look under your seats. Everyone gets a car.
You get a car. You get a car.
Who's got more money, Mr. Beast or the Saudi prince?
Saudi
prince.
I mean, the Saudi prince, but I mean, that's generational wealth. I'll put it this way. The Saudi prince didn't. Could the Saudi prince or Mr. Beast generate, starting from zero, who would generate more money? Mr. Beast.
I've always wondered, when they say, like, such and such is the world's richest man, are they excluding Saudi Arabia out of there?
Well, the thing is like, Saudi Arabia is very hush-hush on, like, the money that they actually have. So, yes, is the question. Is like, they exclude it because they don't, like, divulge what it is, but they are straight-up trillionaires. Trillionaires. Easily. But these are freaking... The two stories that blow my mind about, like, the Saudi prince or different people like that is... one thing is, like, they're very much liked in their countries. They're, like, very popular, like, liked people. Did you ever hear the Lil Wayne story? Where he got, like...
No.
So he... He was, like, paid to go do, like, a visit or a show over in Saudi Arabia to meet some prince or whatever. And when he got there, he had, like, a bag of jewelry that, like, they wanted him to declare or, like, something. There was, like, something that happened, and he wasn't happy about it. And so he was just, like, forget this, and, like, got back on his plane and was, like, I'm not doing that. I'm not declaring, like, my jewelry or something like that. And... You know, he was like, I was invited here, this, that, and the other thing. So he was mad. The guy who invited him, one of the princes, whatever, heard about this and, like, went up to him and was just, like, very apologetic to Lil Wayne. And you can Google it. He tells the story. It's awesome. It's very short. And before he, like, you know, he apologizes or whatever, he just goes, Lamborghini or Ferrari? And he goes... Lil Wayne goes, I don't know. He goes, Lamborghini or Ferrari? He goes, Lamborghini. He goes, what color? And he just goes, black. He goes, 2 weeks outside your house. And fucking 2 weeks later, a fucking black Lamborghini delivered to Lil Wayne. And then there's this other fucking clip of this guy, one of the princes walking through like a town or whatever. And like everyone's like, whatever. And this little boy like runs up to him. And is like he's interacting with him, and the little boy asked him for a Mercedes. And the guy is like, gets such a kick out of it. He goes, you want a Mercedes? He goes, yeah. And then the friggin' 2 days later, the kid's holding keys to a brand new Mercedes outside of his house.
Ridiculous.
That's the kind of money they have.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of that, I've seen the videos of them stuffing camels in the back of a Pinto.
That's a working class. You got to get the camel somewhere. And sometimes they're very stubborn animals. They don't want to go. That's when you load them up in the Pinto.
Pinto.
Watch out. They spit.
Mr. Yeah. Beast is a fine pick, though. Mm-hmm. Certainly plausible. He's probably the biggest celebrity in the world.
Yeah.
Is he? I still can't tell you what he's famous for. I have no idea.
Neither can I.
I don't go on. I don't follow him on YouTube. I just know he's a thing. He sells cookies because I see the at the
he sells everything.
At the he's cookie like store.
That's a cookie store that I go to all the time.
The cookery,
cookery, cookery.
The thing that he does and that has been the cause for his success, in my opinion, is he'll take a premise that a TV studio would drag into a whole series and turn it into a 10-minute clip.
Yeah.
So it's nonstop, action-packed, like it progresses very quickly through the whole video.
Yeah.
And it's just like, at the end of it, you're just like, whoa, It just, that whole thing cost him tens of millions of dollars to put together.
Yeah. Yeah, he does that all the time.
He comes out with them like every week. It's crazy.
Yeah, look, I mean, the best thing that ever happened to that guy was the Squid Game series. Because he just recreates them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But
what is that?
Yeah, he's got a show on Amazon now. The Mr. Beast Games, which is basically Squid Games.
Funny what stuff.
Murder.
My number two.
Murder. Yeah, number two.
My number two is I'm entering my first, now making this an intergender rumble. I don't like her as an actress, but I think she'd be good as a wrestler, and that's Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah. I know who this is. Was she Valkyrie?
No, that's
Fast and the Furious.
That's actually a good pick too, though. Fast and the Furious was also on Lost.
Mm-hmm. She's a tough broad.
Yeah, she always plays a tough person. That's her whole character. And so, like, I don't think she's a good actress, but you know what? You put that in wrestling, it works.
Yeah, mediocre acting.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I'd like to see her in a Tomb Raider style persona.
Oh, when you Google her, that's not a flattering photo off the rip.
And what's her entrance theme going to be?
It's probably like, I don't know, a bunch of like car engines revving real loud, and then she just like
she like just diesel?
Like, yeah, she just like then just like kicks open a door, and she walks out, and she's wearing like, you know, like those black. She's basically wearing Roman the shield pants.
Whoa.
What's going on? Hey. What's going on? There.
Oh, okay.
We're just getting one. Oh, come on.
Hey.
We're almost making something out of it.
I was trying to harmonize with myself.
Yeah, this is going to be like stomp.
Oh, my God. I would tell you that David Spade joke? When he guest hosted the Tonight Show?
No.
Oh, my God. He was guest hosting the Tonight Show, and he's doing his monologue. I watched this like, I don't know, 17 years ago, and I laughed so hard I've never forgot. And this is like, he's like, oh, I went and saw Stomp. I was like, Stomp was in town. I went and saw that, you know. And then they were doing like the boom gap, but you know, I don't want to give it all away. So, it's so fucking funny.
Oh, David Spade.
Who's up? Will.
Yeah.
Number one.
My number one, and I hate this pick.
Jesus,
but it's, to me, the most plausible scenario ever, and it's coming to the ring accompanied by his brother Jake Paul.
Oh yeah.
So he's not crossed the line yet. He's kind of been around his brother during big matches as like a walk-in, but the guy's controversial. He's made a ton of money with his little boxing adventure stories. But I could just see them building to a Logan Paul championship and a Jake Paul Rumble win.
Ugh.
And everybody wants to see them go at it at WrestleMania. It's a draw. It's big money.
I don't think it is.
You want to talk about putting butts in the seats?
I don't think that'd be a draw for wrestling fans, but it would be a draw for everybody else. Wrestling fans would be like, this shit? We're getting this shit now?
Yeah, but Paul versus Paul with Pauly Shore as a guest referee.
And
accompanied by Paul Heyman.
Yep. And sponsored by Paul Newman's Salsa.
Great choice of salsa.
Good salsa. Oh, no, the cord! Paul Newman's going to have my legs broke.
So many good Simpsons references. All right, so your number one is salsa.
Yes, Newman's own hot salsa.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I got to say, I don't disagree. It's plausible for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the build. He's built like a fucking brick house.
Especially because like Logan Paul supposedly is like holding him up for like 250 mil. And that's been big. With stuff like that's very publicized, I'm like, that's not right. This is like part of a work or some shit.
Yep.
Oh, man.
But I don't know. I could see Logan be in the face of the rivalry because he has proven to most wrestling fans that he can go.
That's true.
Puts on good matches.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Can't argue that.
His brother is a little shitbag.
Did you see the bus ride at the inauguration? It was like Theo Vaughn, the Logan brothers, and
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor behind him, sitting with Logan brothers' mom, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, man, these guys.
The shit bus.
The shit. Theo Vaughn?
Yeah, I was going to say Theo Vaughn's the only one on there. I would
did like, you see his chair break?
Yeah,
did you see it, Sam?
He fell into the Paul brothers.
Yeah. Like, oh, it happened. I was like, and he's. That is like. That was him watching that video of his chair breaking at that moment in time brought me back to being in like high school with like my buddies during like a demonstration, just like goofing off. I was like, man, this is fucking like, and then I don't know. I felt a certain kind of way to that. Like, I don't know. It just really like caught me off guard to like get that like goofy feeling. I was like, I'm just watching my phone. So this is weird. Like, I'm not there. But I was like, dude, he fucking fell. I don't know. I don't know. It's really weird. It's very, like, fucking, like, a meta kind of moment for me in my life. I was like, what's happening?
It happens to me at, like, every funeral. Nevertheless, I'm sitting next to a cousin or something, and we just start whispering. And
yeah.
It's stuff that outside of that, you know, moment wouldn't be that funny, but you just can't contain yourself.
Dude, this is fucking beautiful. Presidential inauguration. Theo Vaughn looks the way he looks, and then fucking chair just fucking break. And then everyone's got to be quiet, like, oh, I'm fucking fapping. Oh, it's so good. God. Who's up? Sam, right. You're up.
So my number one's tearing the house down.
Oh,
this
shit.
This guy's music hits, I don't know what it is yet, but his music hits. He comes out, this is going to be like a stone cold pop. People are going to go fucking nuts, and he's going to clear house. My number one is Chris Farley.
Oh my god, I popped just now.
Damn. Yeah. Fucking he does the ultimate warrior run to the ring. around the ring, he's all blown up, sweats everywhere.
Oh
he's
my god.
A fucking mess. He's bright red as a tomato. But the place just goes electric. And then he goes in, there's a table in it, he puts himself through it.
Matt Foley.
Puts himself through the table, just starts fucking cleaning house, and you know what? People are just gonna let him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my first...
Get that big man factor, too.
Yeah, my first super heavyweight pick, if you don't count Tim Curry in the wheelchair.
I mean, it is a motorized chair. That things are fucking heavy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's very heavy.
By the way, he's still on his way to the ring.
Yeah. It's true. He does the Jerry the King Lawler thing where he just like spends most of the rumble under the ring.
Yeah.
And then just slides in at the last second.
Yeah. Can we pick dead people?
Apparently.
No, I just did.
You can hoist them on your shoulders.
There's a clip.
Passes
on
the test.
There's a clip going around online of Paul McCartney picking him up during Saturday Night Live when they're all celebrating at the end. So, listen.
Picking up Chris Farley?
Yeah.
Whoa. No fucking way.
Yeah, he picks him up in like a bear hug.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe like he was like, whoa.
Yeah, presses him straight over. Yeah. Yeah, listen, if Paul McCartney can pick him up in a bear hug, then get him on my shoulders.
He's mic'd up. He's like, the moon is out. Spirits up.
Yep. And that rounds out my list there.
All right. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
You're right. It's pretty good.
All right.
Like a new dynasty coming in here.
All right. I got the gore. I got the sex. I got the total package. I got something for the younger viewers. You know what I need? I need a nostalgic something for the old heads. All right, this is going to be tough. Something for the old heads. What would make old wrestling fans happy that I can safely draft that's not in the current? Well, no WWE Universe stuff at all, right? Past or present?
No, can't draft Andre the Giant.
You can't draft Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who was also at Saturday Night Main Event.
Jeez. Okay. All right, let's say... Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I just had... You know what I just realized? I'm the older wrestling fan. We're the older wrestling fans. I literally, my head goes... In my head, I was like, what would like a 40, 50-year-old wrestling fan like? And I went, I'm 40. I just... My life just crumbled right here. Everything around me is falling apart. I'm having a fucking crisis. Shit. All right. Well, then what the fuck would I want? All right. I got it. You want to know who fucking comes to the ring? You want to know who fucking comes to the ring? I'll fucking tell you who's coming to the ring to fucking everyone to freak the fuck out. And they go, holy shit. I can't believe this is happening. Coming to the ring from fucking parts unknown. Fucking, I don't know how they're getting down there, but it's fucking, the lights fucking, they go out. Boom. Fucking darkness. Everyone's like, oh, what the fuck is that? From the freaking gorilla position, just fucking fog and red lights are fucking just billowing over there. Then all of a sudden, you see these two giant red eyes, and then fucking the lights come on. Who is it? That's right. It's fucking Omek from Legend of the Hidden Temple, and he's like fucking, and he's fucking big-ass stone body. By the way, he has a body. You didn't know this because they always have it detached, but they put him on his fucking stone body, and now he's fucking ripped, and he's fucking, he comes in and he's 15 feet tall, okay? He's 15 feet tall. He weighs 1.8 metric tons, okay? And he's fucking, he's coming down, and he's freaking just giving the fucking, he's giving the history of the fucking Aztecs as he's coming down, and then he's fucking, he's talking about like, you know, he's giving the outline, he's going over the whole match, right? He's just like, you know, and fucking he passes Tim Curry, and gets down there, and he's fucking just one step in the ring. Now he's fucking 15 feet tall, just standing in the middle of the ring, and he just fucking stands there, and no one can move him because he's so heavy. So, there you go, Omek.
Yeah. How are you going to throw him out? The immovable object.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening. It ain't happening. But that's what I would love to see as a 40-year-old man. I'd go, if I was in the audience, I'd go, oh, shit, Omek. That's what I would do.
It's like that time I saw Shaq come down at WrestleMania.
Shaq.
He was in that Battle Royal.
I was in the Battle Royal. It was pretty good.
It was pretty similar. It's about the same size.
Yeah, just about. I remember when we went to the 40-man Rumble in Boston and fucking Diesel came out. I was pretty pumped. Actually, you can see how pumped I am because I'm on the match. We're sitting yeah. camera side the whole time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking, there's 10 of us in an entire row.
Yeah, Omek's a good pick.
Yeah.
Is it me? I'm last. My last pick is I wanted someone who would be the full package, and I picked Channing Tatum. Yeah, man.
Poor man's Henry Cavill.
Is this the top five dudes Charles would blow?
No.
Yes.
Let's do that list. Bonus episode right now.
Is it a draft episode? Because then I have to get to Henry Cavill like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd hold his dick. I would genuinely.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we have a tag team going on over here.
It feels like rock hard. He'd be like, just hold it. I'd be like, all right.
It needs support in the middle. It's long.
God. Just feel it pulsing in my hand.
Okay, God. It's not gay if you don't squeeze.
Yeah. There you go. Yep. I had a friend. There was a girl. And we had a friend that fooled around with this girl, and he described getting a hand job from this girl as her just squeezing his dick. And that was the movement. It was just like squeezes. No up and down, just squeezes. And then he married that girl. So
what? Hey, that was his
and
kink.
I remember when he said, like, because like they just fooled around when that happened, and he told us the story. Then years went by, they started dating, and then we get married. And every time they got brought up, I thought about that story every single time in my head. He'd be like, oh, we're getting married. I was like, oh, that's awesome, good for you. In my head, I'm like, has she fucking improved on the hand job? Like, what's going on here?
What's that toy that's like a weird little plastic like water snake?
Yeah, thing? the water snakes. I think that's what they're called.
Just keep getting those for her for like birthdays and stuff.
It's like bad breath.
The OG fleshlight.
Yeah. I don't know. On my trips home from the Museum of Science, I was like, oh, I'm going to put my dick in this thing.
The Channing Tatum.
Yep.
Is he dressed as Gambit?
Oh, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
That was very funny. He's an awesome dude.
That's why I was like, I feel like he could easily fit into like just being a wrestler, because he just melds into whatever he does just perfectly.
My name's Jeff.
I still don't understand why that's so funny. I don't find it funny personally, but like everyone else thinks it's hilarious. I don't get
it. Why are you so boring?
I don't know, man.
You don't get it?
Damn. God, anti-fun.
Yeah.
There is on Disney Plus. There's a making of Deadpool Wolverine.
Really?
Little documentary. It's very cool. And yeah, Channing Tatum is in it, talking about like how it was his like life's dream to play Gambit in a movie, and he tried to make it happen for years.
Yeah.
And just couldn't happen, but he finally got to do it.
Yeah.
And then they make fun of his dialogue in the movie.
He did a great job with that accent. Holy crap.
Fucking Creole accent.
Yeah. He's lucky he got that version, because imagine if he got the Fox movie version of that. God, that would be a shit movie. Oh, it was like
coiffed hair.
Yeah.
Who's going to play Rogue?
I don't know, man. Who's hot now? I don't know.
Who's hot? Who's not? Tell me, who got... I don't know. I don't know who's hot now. I have no... You know who's hot?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Belle Delphine. That's who's hot.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that's... So what do we do now, Will?
So now we got to, you know, confirm our number ones, or I guess you could change to one of your other picks if you've swayed your opinion by this point. So we'll go around and get everybody's pick for the final four, and then we'll get into discussion on who should be eliminated first out of those four.
Who should be eliminated first?
Correct.
All right. So I'm sticking with Chris Farley.
Fine choice. I'm going to stick with my number one and Jake Paul.
I mean, I would have been. I'm going to take Henry Cavill.
I'm going to take my number five, Joe Manganiello. However his fucking last name is pronounced.
Who threw Omek out?
No, he's still there. They later decide that he just becomes a staple of the building.
He's like the fist, but the SmackDown fist.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Poor Olmec.
All right.
So we get the two Dreamboats versus a dead comedian and a piece of shit YouTuber.
All right.
Who do you think is the weak link in this final four?
I mean, I feel like the corpse should be an easy elimination.
This isn't a Weekend at Bernie's thing.
I was going to say, if we're going by wrestling logic, they all just turn on Jake Paul. They just throw out the piece of shit like they do with Logan Paul.
But the biggest heel
sticks around till the very end.
I was going to say, I feel like he automatically makes it to the final two.
Yeah, if he's the only heel. Right.
Then they try and eliminate him.
We have to remember, too, this person is going to represent the main event of WrestleMania.
Yep.
Yep.
Butts in seats.
And I don't think Farley can go for a full main event.
And to be fair, his strategy is to run as fast as he can and pinwheel his arm. So someone's gonna catch him and toss him out. All right. So he's out.
I could see him being very disruptive, but not making the final three.
Yeah. All right. So he's out.
Matt, Charles, you agree?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Sure.
All right. So I feel like now we have to get rid of a Dreamboat.
Oof.
The two guys are too similar.
Yeah, but one is clearly...
Well, I guess it's got
to... Charles can't even argue.
I guess it's got to be Henry Cavill, because, you know, he gets thrown out of every role he's ever had.
So. You know, that's a good point. He's, you know, they're gonna blow it the last second.
Make me argue against my own guy.
He would be the guy coming in number one and lasting till the end, only to get thrown out by my guy. What do you think? The Superman, is this a face win or a heel win? I think either way, you're getting a good main event.
I don't know. Because like, he is the heavy favorite to win, right? And if like you wanted to like have like an interesting, him being thrown out would be, would make things more interesting for the rest of the match. But I'm not gonna say that because I he's my guy and I want him to win. But I will concede that if I was watching those three and then he got thrown out, I'd be like, oh my god, holy shit. So take that for all what right. you will.
So saying it's Paul and Henry Cavill at the end?
Paul and Cavill or Paul and Manganiello?
Oh wait, that's right, you picked Manganiello. Yeah. I thought you picked Channing Tatum.
No, I didn't go with
that. Oh, no. One. Get the fucking Joe Manganiello the fuck out of there. Who gives a, he's not selling any fucking tickets. What are you, crazy? I'm sorry. No. I was operating off of a freaking Channing Tatum. Get that fucking guy out of there. He can go friggin' Magic Mike. You picked two people from Magic Mike.
I should have picked the whole roster.
All right. Yeah, I will say it. Jake Paul, Henry Cavill face down at the end, the last two in the ring. Well, and Omek.
Time out. Yeah, that's right. Omek is still there.
They have to work around him.
Yes, it's like a thing. But here, hold on. Who's the? Do we know who the champion will be at Mania?
We don't.
No.
Who's currently holding it now?
Cody Rhodes.
In this world that we're going, so Cody Rhodes and who's the other champion?
Oh, in this world, it's Dom DeLuise.
All right.
Well, my scenario was that Logan Paul wins the Elimination Chamber.
And what becomes champion?
Are we allowed to write our own stories that far?
Man, we can do whatever we want.
Booking all of WrestleMania season.
Give me your WrestleMania lineup, because that's really who you want to win the Royal Rumble, is the best match at WrestleMania.
Right. So I want Henry Cavill to win.
Yeah. Then I'm going Henry Cavill.
So Henry Cavill's got to win, and then I could, because here's the thing, I could see it makes more sense for Henry Cavill to win the Rumble, be in the Mania match, and then for Logan Paul. Is it Logan?
Jake Paul.
Jake is my pick.
That's right. For Jake Paul to, in a villainous way, like snakily get his hands on the belt before Mania, and then you have the Henry Cavill, Jake Paul for the belt match, which I think sells a lot of tickets.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't see the inverse happening. I don't see Jake Paul. I don't think anyone cares for Jake Paul to get the automatic WrestleMania match from the Rumble, but people would be very much sold on Henry Cavill between Rumble and Mania, in my business acumen position.
It's good. It's good. Good plan. I like that. But I just think that the Paul brothers vying against each other is going to bring in so many outside eyes to what is, you know, the spectacle. On the day where they bring in the most new potential customers.
I'll throw this out there.
I think you get more eyes with the Paul brothers than having Cavill, who's a superstar, but very far removed from the wrestling world.
Let me make this argument here. I think that storyline happens, but I don't think the payoff is at Mania between Rumble and Mania. I think the Logan Paul brothers continue their menacing dominance through WrestleMania, but their blow-off is at SummerSlam.
And I'm going to go ahead and concede, because I think my scenario is much more in the Intercontinental or U.S. title picture.
Look at us. We should be diplomats for countries.
Yeah.
All right, so Henry Cavill throws Drake over?
Drake entered the ring, and Henry Cavill goes, "No pedophiles," and threw him out. I'm sorry, I forgot his British. He was like, "Oi, nip, pedal, fight," and then threw him out. No kid diddlers. He's also Australian.
Yeah. So Henry Cavill, he stands on the top rope victorious, and when all of a sudden Tim Curry enters the ring, finally.
And it gives him a little time. So Henry Cavill's on the turnbuckle, hands raised, thinking he wins, and then here comes Tim Curry's at 1.5 miles an hour, just bumps into him, and he fucking oversells and topples out of the ring.
But they both go over, and their feet and wheels hit at the same time, and there's your match. But they blow it off at Elimination Chamber.
But then the argument is that Tim Curry can't feel his feet, so he can never actually be eliminated.
So then we get a Henry Cavill, Tim Curry, Jake Paul, Logan Paul fatal four-way match at WrestleMania.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Sign me up.
Fuck yeah.
It's fucking Tim Curry. Just...
That's a match, huh?
That's good. Listen, you gotta tune into the YouTube to see Matt's antics. That's pretty good. You just remembered just at this very second that you're in a chair.
How do you do I? I love Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah.
Same. It's really unfortunate what happened to him.
I have a tattoo of him on my body, so.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do we have any fun butt lists?
No? I don't think so. I put it up late because I was having trouble.
That's fine. I don't have it on this computer.
Oh, there's one in there.
Oh, one? Great. Who's it from?
Somebody else is typing. We'll see if it gets in. The only one I see here is from Mitch Mintier.
Oh, freshest of the fun butts.
His number five, Baron Trump.
Nice.
It was a good one.
Actually, it is a good one.
Number four, Joe Rogan.
That's
number
also
three,
some money.
That football player that Taylor Swift is dating, Jason Kelce.
Is it Jason or Travis? I don't remember which one is which.
Travis. I'm sorry. Jason's the...
That's actually a really good pick.
It is a pretty good list. The actor that played The Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, half the word.
Stormborn Sturgeon Bargain.
Yeah. It's just all consonants, no vowels.
I think that's how you say it.
Yep.
And his number one, President Donald J. Trump.
But I was going to say, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's in the universe, yeah.
That's right. But he did not know that rule. So.
He signed an executive order before he went in, you know.
I was never there.
The next up here is C-Cal.
Who's that?
I don't recall this person.
All right, C-Cal, welcome.
Glad to have you on board. Number five, Guy Fieri.
Nice.
I don't know, this guy kind of sucks, but has that pro wrestler aesthetic. Welcome to Flavortown.
Oh, yeah.
Number four, Shane Gillis. Unlike the last pick, this guy doesn't suck and has the frame of a small truck. He's got a chance.
I just saw a video of him meeting Cody Rhodes. He's bigger than Cody Rhodes.
What? Like height-wise?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He played D1 football.
Damn.
Yep.
This number three is
number three,
perfect.
I'm surprised this didn't make a Charles list of dreamboats.
Oh, here we go.
It's Luigi Mangione.
Oh.
That's a really good pick, too.
Yeah. It's a bit of a wild card pick as he's currently incarcerated, and as far as we know, his only move involves a firearm, but anything could happen.
Hey,
a guy with a gun has got a good shot.
Have you ever seen that clip of the guy who pulls a gun out of his pants in the Japanese promo?
And doesn't he keep like waving around to everybody?
Yeah, points it at the crowd, and it's like, whoa! It's really funny. He's in the turnbuckle, and someone comes in, and he pulls it out, and he points it out, and the guy stops, and then he starts pointing at everyone in the ring, and then he points it at the crowd. It's really funny.
That's all fun unless it's New Jack.
Yeah.
Number two, Jake Paul. I could see this actually happening.
There you go.
It looks like Logan has won, but Jake rips through the center of the ring like Kane and dethrones his brother.
I'd be into that gimmick.
Interesting choice.
If he popped up that way, that'd be great.
And his number one, I'm all for this, Joe Exotic.
Trump
will have him pardoned by the time of the event. And I think him winning the Royal Rumble will launch his career as a flamboyant Gold Dust-esque wrestler superstar.
You just hear this, like, you hear a tiger rowl, and it's like, guess what, motherfucker? And he just comes running out.
It's one of his songs that he's definitely not singing. God, he's the fucking best, too.
That's a solid list.
That is a great list. Good job, CK. I don't know who you are, but welcome. Hit us with those lists. Is that it?
Yep, someone's typing, but they're not going to get in.
Well, that's too bad. But that's our show, everyone. I hope it was a fun one.
Sure.
That was pretty serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of heavy talk there. But we'll be back next week with another episode for y'all. What episode are we on? 6470?
I'm going to say 471.
Yeah, 6,471.
We got to start. I mean, it's going to get here before we know it. We got to start thinking about our 500th episode.
We got what? 28 weeks?
I guess. Yeah, but in my time, that might as well be, that might as well be 2 minutes.
I should really look at the math and make sure it doesn't fall on the wedding weekend.
Oh, God. Honestly, that might be for the best. We could do something in person.
Just record
it in August.
Record it at the wedding, and I'm like, Charles, it's your number three. Oh, excuse me, I have to leave my dance.
No, you should make your vows your list. Don't be a coward. Do it for the content.
Yeah, and don't blow it out of your number one either.
Yeah, also, hey, next week, next time Charles isn't on the episode, let's do his vows. All right. Yeah. I don't. Anything else from anyone else? No.
No.
Cool. All right. Love well. Thank. What? What? Two fucking seconds. All right. Enough. Goodbye. Smell you later.